Danny Mac speaks. The score.
A little frustrating at the end, but a lot of good lessons to be learned. And one of them is the clock's ticking. Got to enjoy what you do.
All right, let's get to it. Steve Stone, the Scores baseball analyst and the veteran analyst of White Sox games on television with us on the Home Run and Pizza Hotline. Stoney, good morning. How are you, man?
Fine, Dan. How are you? You know, I was sitting around. This is the first day of the vacation, having a little coffee, enjoying things, and then all of a sudden you gentlemen called, and suddenly I'm not on vacation anymore. So,
yeah.
Long year. It's over. A lot of disappointment, obviously, from our boys on the south side. And I guess you know, as you do with every year, you throw out all of the results because they don't matter any longer, and you try to learn from everything that you went through. And that's probably the view that you have to have.
Hey, Stoney, we could do a lot on the White Sox 2012 season. Certainly there's plenty there for us. We could talk about Miguel Cabrera and the Triple Crown, the A's run to the division championship.
Yeah.
But we're talking about you and Hawk today, too. You've sounded a little bit resigned lately, and it sounded sort of cryptic at the end of last night's game. You're going to be back in that booth next year.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I am, yeah. You know, you never know what next year is going to hold. I think that's kind of the lesson in life, that as you get a bit older, you do understand, and you understand it even more as you move along. And one of the things that I was referring to, and I heard the clip you just ran, was that, and I heard this, you know, probably originally from Harry, when he was talking about how as you get older, the time seems to move more quickly. You would like at times to slow it down, but you really can't. And so that's basically what I was saying, is that you have to enjoy what you're doing, and you have to do it, and you have to realize that the time is getting away from you. You know, the clock is ticking, and it's ticking on all of us. And so, you know, what I think is that when you have any type of partner in any business, you're going to have some periods where things are really good, some periods where they're not so good, some periods where things are frustrating, some periods where they're exhilarating. And I think a baseball season is like that. I think late in the season, you just realize that it's a roller coaster. And it's not a roller coaster only for the baseball team. It's a roller coaster for all of us who follow it that closely on a daily basis. And so,
do you love what you do, Stoney?
I love what I do. I have loved what I've done. Believe me, it's, number one, I work for perhaps the best owner in all of sports, and that's Jerry Reinsdorf. He's one of the, long association with the game of professional baseball, Jerry is right at the top, or maybe in the top two, of people that I could have envisioned having worked for. He's been just terrific, and I think he's a very loyal man, and so he makes it really easy, as does the entire staff of the White Sox. So the question, do I love what I do? That's an easy one. Of course I do, or I wouldn't do it, because as you guys know, I have a restaurant here or there, which enables me to not only have very good food, but do have a bit of a source of an income. So I do it because I love it, and I'm one of the fortunate few in this world that get a chance to do what they love and actually get paid for it. I mean, what a position to be in.
Hey, Steve, I've talked on the show for several years about things, just observing the dynamic, listening to you and Hawk as your partnership has evolved, that I think where I feel some tension in that booth. Now, you just described the roller coaster of a baseball season. Care to share with us what are some of those lows? What are some of the things that stress your partnership with Ken?
One of the things that that people have to realize, if they don't, and I think they probably do by this time, because Hawk is, like, he's the face of the franchise. The booth is named after him. He is associated with White Sox baseball like maybe nobody else has for quite some time. And they realize that he might be the ultimate fan. And so when things aren't going well for the team, he gets grumpy. Grumpier than the normal person would get who would be doing that particular job. When things are going well for the team, he's absolutely ecstatic. And so for those of us who don't, you know, have those phenomenal highs and exceptional lows, then it becomes a little bit difficult at times to relate. But that's the kind of person that he is. He's phenomenally competitive. He's a guy that wants the White Sox to win so badly on a daily basis that when they don't, it really upsets his day. And, you know, I understand the game of baseball. He understands the game of baseball exceptionally well. And so I think some of the times when things didn't go well as a partnership were a direct result to how the team was doing at a time and how stressed he felt about perhaps this thing starting to slip away.
How about when he left, Stoney? He missed a couple of games, left a couple of games early, I think maybe three total, and they were all bad games. They were all dispiriting games. Does White Sox baseball give him the flu?
Well, I really don't know. And I've been around baseball long enough to, number one, never question any athlete's injury. And number two, when a broadcaster tells you he's not feeling well, I assume that he's not feeling well. And that's just the way it is. I can't read anything into that. I'm not smart enough to do that. All I know is I go to the ballpark every day prepared to do whatever it takes to put on a really good broadcast. And if it takes occasional play-by-play, I'm fully capable of doing that and enjoy doing that. If it takes sitting there and being the analyst, well, then I do that. And, you know, I think one of the reasons why Jerry Reinsdorf, Bob Grimm, and Brooks Boyer brought me over to the White Sox in the first place was they realized that I could fill in the gaps, regardless of what it took. And I feel that I've always been able to do that. And believe me, as far as playing the second banana, I did it to Harry for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it with Hawk. I have no problem with that. It's enjoyable to me to be able to come to the ballpark every day and watch Major League Baseball, and it's something that I plan to do, hopefully, for the rest of my life. And hopefully this particular end of season didn't shorten that any.
Hey, Steve, you're saying diplomatically, kindly, that it frustrates you that he shuts down during bad performances by the White Sox. You feel comfortable enough with him to sit down and talk with him about that? Is that something maybe you and marketing can do with him in the offseason if they're coming back?
No, I don't really know, and I wasn't saying that. What I'm saying is that personality-wise, he takes losses very difficult. Mm-hmm. And because of that, he gets grumpy. You said that he shuts down.
Well, he does.
Well, I mean, that's everybody has different perceptions, and sometimes there are games. And again, I don't know. I can't read into the motivation of Ken because I've only been partners with him for 4 years. I mean, maybe if you ask Wimpy, I guess he was here for 13. He would know him a little bit better and know the ebbs and the flows and the wanes and whatever it is about his personality. But I do know that, and I think Sox fans appreciate with Ken, they appreciate the fact that this guy wants them to win maybe as much as anybody on the planet. And I think that's why he gets frustrated. So, again, on the times he shuts down, more times than not, I'm there to pick up the slack. Sometimes it's just the way it is, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I don't presume to speak for anybody as far as the broadcasts are concerned. They'll speak for themselves and do what they want to do.
Hey, Stoney, you mentioned that you hope that the end of this season doesn't hasten that any.
It doesn't hasten my imminent demise. Because you know there was so much tension.
Okay. I thought you meant the end of your career here.
No.
Intimating that someone else had the power of that kind of decision.
I really hope that my career goes on for a while. Especially if you've taken a really good look at the economy these days. So also, as long as we're physically able to do this job, that's why very few people leave the job until there's something wrong health-wise. Because as long as you're physically able to do the job, I can't think of anything better to do.
No, you said it at the top. You get to work in baseball, and that sense of gratitude, believe me, I share that during the course of a baseball season and all the time. It's incredibly lucky, so it's good. It's nice that you feel that. The tension is understandable between you guys. You're very different baseball minds. You're very different in the way that you talk about and think about the game, but there's a way that fits. Do you get tired of having to bring sort of the perspective that you bring all the time to those conversations?
No, you know, the only thing sometimes when you hear that I'm a little more quiet than others is because There are certain broadcasters that they enjoy disagreements on the air. I mean, Harry used to say to me, look, I might agree with you sometimes, but I'll take the other side of the issue, and then you and I argue, and the fan at home is going to love it because some are going to say Harry's right, some are going to say Steve's right, and he says it makes for really good television. And I think sometimes Ken misinterprets. If I don't agree with something he says, sometimes he'll view it more as an attack on either his knowledge or whatever it is, and it's just... It's two baseball people who've been around seemingly forever that have different viewpoints about a given subject. And that's the beauty of the game of baseball, boys, is that everybody has different opinions. And for those of us who have fairly informed opinions, you're still not going to always agree. It would be terribly boring if everybody agreed on
what's
going on, and then there'd be no mistakes made because they'd say, well, that's a good move. Yeah, that's a terrific move. What do you think? I think it's a great move. How about this?
I've walked a few miles in those headsets when a partner, because I've, you know, when I'm the most polygamous guy in radio with partners over the years in this town, Stoney, and when a partner feels like you are challenging his credibility or his being because you have a different perspective, That makes all of us look forward to that final out of the game. This game is over. This show is over. Thank goodness we worked our way through this one.
Well, it has to be that way with baseball, and I believe that's why baseball has the popularity it has.
Of course.
Because everybody at home believes that they can manage. Everybody at home believes that they can general manage. Lord knows I believe that I can do that for some time. But I realize, when I look at the job that Kenny Williams did this year, that it was an exceptional job and that it's an all-consuming job. And it's a job that, you know, for me, that ship has sailed, and probably I'm very happy. My hair is still fairly dark. I still have some. Maybe if I took that job, I wouldn't. I'd be sporting the Terry Francona. So I believe that when people disagree, it's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay, tell me why you believe that. And then I will engage them. And, you know, you like to hear people disagree. That's one of the reasons why I love radio, is because you can spread your wings and you can have disagreements with callers and you can explain to them why, of course, they're terribly misguided, why you believe what you believe.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of what it's like. But that's why the game is – that's absolutely why the game is great, because it looks so simplistic when in reality it's infinitely complex.
All right. Well, your honesty is very much appreciated, and the headline is you want to be back and expect to be back.
I want baseball and broadcasting to be a part of my life as long as –
Now you're being ambiguous again.
What are you doing?
You're confusing us.
We have That's kind of the way it is. Look, I have a contract with the Chicago White Sox. Mm. They've been wonderful to me, and I fully expect that really nothing's going to change. I would love to see, us get better, just like every year. I'd like to see the broadcast get better. I want to see the team get better. I want to see as individuals, everybody get better, because then the job is easier. Our job is really easy when things are going along very well. And for 118 days this year, when this team was in first place, our job was the easiest job around, because you always talk about the positive things. Our difficulty is when things get negative and when the team doesn't perform the way everybody thinks they should or hopes they would. That's when it gets difficult, and that's the time when you have to sometimes go into a vaudeville act. And by the way, you have to have it ready to go if those days come along.
All right, Stoney, we'll let you know if the Diamondbacks call. We'll let you know.
Well... Thanks, boys.
Thank you, Stoney. Thank you.
Take care.
Steve Stone on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. This is good stuff.